Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, our Lord Jesus. Amen. Text for our message comes from our epistle reading in Romans chapter 3. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We pray. Lord God, we thank You once again for gathering us and preserving Your church for so many years. We pray that You would work in our hearts, see miracles You have worked through Your people long ago, that we would receive Your gift of grace with faith and live by that free gift of faith in all that we say and do, that we might shine the wonderful truth of the gospel to all those who are in darkness. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in Your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So today we're here to celebrate Halloween, right? No? Did I get that wrong? What are we here to celebrate? Reformation Day, all right. See, you guys know what we're talking about here. We know what this is here. What's this? You guys know what it is?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin? Not just any pumpkin. This is Pax the pumpkin, right? Anybody carve pumpkins for Halloween? No. Celebrate, put it on your door? No. Yeah, I know. I hadn't carved it in like 10 years, but then I did it, so that actually worked out pretty well. So. Now, each pumpkin looks different, doesn't it? Yeah. You go to the store, and they might look similar. They might have things in common. They're all orange, I guess. They all have that stem, and they're taken from the ground. But all of them are similar, and yet at the same time unique, right? No different styles and shapes. They look differently. They grow bigger and smaller. Especially when you carve them, they have different styles on them, right? Even if you try to do the same shape, it's probably going to come out just a little bit different for each person. And what I want you to think about today is that people are like pumpkins, right? You could probably think about right off the bat that we're all different. We all are created uniquely by God, wonderfully. There's no two of us alike, even if you're identical twin.
They're still not the same, right? Hopefully this stays on for me. Or I'll try to speak loud. But we're all created differently, and we all have different personalities. We all have different gifts. We all look differently. And that's a gift of God. And yet, we know also the truth that when sin entered the world, this is what separated us from essentially eternal life. Because when Adam and Eve sinned, they were removed from the Garden of Eden, they were removed from the Tree of Life, right? So they could no longer live forever. And that's really what sin does, it separates us from God. And you see on each pumpkin as a stem, right? Because it was cut off from the ground, from the root, cut off from its source of life. And so now this pumpkin is not really alive. It's dead, right? Can't do anything. If I talk to it, it's not going to do anything. If I say, hey, pumpkin, wake up, it's not going to work too well, right? He's kind of a silent. He's a good friend in a way because he just kind of listens to you. Right? Well, yeah, he has things to teach us, though, right? And really what sin is it's rebelling against God. It's not just some kind of, I did something I wasn't supposed to, or I guess I kind of screwed up. It's, I don't want anything to do with this God. I do not want to hear the truth. I want to live by the lie. I want to live as a slave to sin. Right, as John says. And that might be hard to see. Sometimes it's like, oh, well, I'm just a cute little pumpkin, right? Not little old me. I never do that. But in reality, I know, bear with me. What it really means is that we're enemies of God, right? Even if we look nice on the outside and do some good things, or maybe are known as a kind person, well, in reality, we might even live with a smile on our face, but we know that when it comes to the Lord, we want to run away from Him. We are angry at God, or we want to ignore Him, or forget about Him. And we find that out through opening it up. Anybody want to do this part? Looking inside, right? Because on the outside, well, you can get tricked. You can think you're pretty good. But once we get in the inside, that's nice. Start looking around. Sure, everybody? Okay. You get in, start looking at all this stuff, right? I'll try not to make a mess. That's yucky. And now, once we get in there and start looking around, we can't really see we're just nice little clean pumpkins anymore, can we? We start looking around in our hearts, and we see all the idols that we create in our lives. We see all the times we fear and love and trust in something other than God and put things above our relationship with God, and things is more important than our relationship with God. We see all the times that we've lived as hypocrites, and all those times that we've really worked to hinder the gospel instead of advancing the gospel through just not listening to God's word. We see all those times that we've neglected worship, and all those times we've neglected studying the Bible and reading it and taking it to heart. All those times we don't want to rest and think, I just got to go and earn my favor with God, and everybody will know how good I am. All those times that we disobeyed our parents. All those times that we've despised or angered other authorities in our life instead of loving and honoring them. Those times when all the people that are sick and are suffering, we ignore and neglect instead of help. All the atrocities in the world that we just turn a blind eye to. And of course, all the times that we have an impure thought life in our words and in our actions, we become consumed with lust and things like pornography, adulterous thoughts. And there's a lot in here, isn't there? Still going. Those times that we steal, those times that we slack on the job, those times that we are poor stewards of our life, when we use what we have to accumulate things for ourselves instead of giving it to other people, we try to wrap our identity on what we have, or how big our pocketbooks are. Those times we fail to love each other, we gossip with each other and work to hurt the people that we're supposed to love instead of helping them and defending them. Those times that we covet and are jealous of what other people have and think that we need that in order to have a joyful life. Those times that we just simply want to do our own thing. There's times that we want to trust that simply knowing about God and about facts about God will save us. There's times when we think if we just try hard enough or do enough good things, that God will accept us and forget about all the bad things that we've done. There's times that we rely on our feelings and think that that is going to save us in our relationship with God. This is why I brought this, by the way. Point is, we need a good cleaning out, don't we? Pumpkins need a good cleaning out. And, wow, I don't even know if I got everything in there. They need a good cleaning out. And they can't do it on their own, can they? Can't tell Pat the pumpkin to clean himself up because he's so messy. He needs someone outside of himself to come and give him a nice cleaning. And that's why it says, by works of the law in verse 20 of our Romans reading, no human will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. The whole world's accountable to God. None of us can get away from the fact that inside we're all messy. And God's law and his word is, in a way, is like a mirror to our hearts. It shows us all that yuckiness that we try to forget about or try to make up for by doing something good. And it just shows us that we can never do good enough. But yet, as we go on, it says in verse 21, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. And so instead of being judged by all that, by all those sins, God says, you know what? You need a cleaning. I'm going to send my son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for all that. And all of this is going to go on him. On the cross. He's going to take the place that you deserve. He's going to die the death that you should have died. And because of that, you'll be clean on the inside. You'll be justified. You'll be made right with God so that when you stand before Him, you won't be condemned. But you'll be declared not guilty by his own sons and daughters. It says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. Literally, that God puts himself forward to take our place, to clean us up, so that we're no longer enemies of God, but family members. Joyful, forgiven, and free, children of God. Who again may not always be happy all the time. But now when it comes to Jesus, instead of wanting to turn away from him, we learn to love him. We learn to have joy. We learn to have peace. Because he's cleaned us out. He's made us right. You know what? Nothing can take that away. Says that God did this so that he would be both just and the justifier. So that he didn't just say, as a parent would never say, okay, you sinned, okay, that doesn't matter, just keep on sinning. No, we gotta deal with this. Someone had to pay the price for sin. And that's where Jesus becomes the justifier. So that God can be just and still deal with sin. But you know what? We're not done, are we? Anybody know what I'm missing?
Light.
A light. Did you read this before? That's right. What pumpkin would be complete without a light? Well, it's going. Maybe. Come on, Pat. Should you get the idea? Maybe I'll take one from the altar, huh? Oh, he doesn't want light. The God doesn't leave us alone, does he?
Nope.
He doesn't just clean us out. He doesn't just say, all right, now we're done. He literally puts his spirit in our hearts. Gives us that knowledge of the gospel of justification by grace through faith so that we literally have his light in our hearts. That's what we go as we talk to other people, as we interact with other people. That's what shines through us. It works a lot better than a candle, right? Candles aren't reliable. That's what every analogy breaks down at some point. The light in Jesus, that's not going to be put out, right?
Kind of like all those seeds to sow.
That's right. They become actually things that we can use to advance the gospel as we show people the grace of God that was for us. And it is for us every time that we stumble. So like our reading in Revelation, we have that eternal gospel to proclaim. We're justified by grace. Through faith, and that the love of Jesus is in our hearts for all to see. And that one day we know with confidence we will have eternal life when God returns to judge the living and the dead. And we know that one day we'll no longer have any more weariness, we'll no longer have any more wear and worn out bodies that live eternally through the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting. And that's something to celebrate. That's something to remember and rejoice in on this Reformation Day. Amen. Peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds firmly in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.